Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Man, I get crazy rumors all the time. Crazy rumors.
Whether you can't say that and then
I do.
Move along with the show.
But this has nothing to do with the Browns.
Okay, well, glad you clarified that.
All right, I get crazy rumors about...
crazy things.
About high school stuff. How's that sound to you? Like, stuff that would blow your mind and you're like, what? No way. 216-474-0092. I'm not trying to vent it. I just don't want to utter words that I just don't think are true. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Always a pleasure to be with you. Oh, good to see you too, Jeff.
Thanks.
It's always, you know, you look spiffy today. You look like you're ready to go play a little golf, a little fall golf. You have your college company's championship hat on.
Yeah,
you're ready
we get
to
go a freebie.
Senior tour. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Haven't played one round of golf all year.
Really?
Yep.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, me too.
Why, just not enough time? Too busy?
Life.
Wow.
And I now stink.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Thanks.
You know, if you pull out a foot wedge like I do, your game will be much better.
Much better.
Your scores will be much lower.
Why don't you improve your lives? Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. All right, it is trade deadline day in the NFL, and if there's a trade that happens, Meredith is on it, she's on top of it, and you will hear this.
Dead silence.
There we go. You will hear that.
That's the worst sounder we've ever had.
Wow. Can you feel it? Do you feel pressure? Do we need to upgrade the sounder?
I feel very appreciated. Thank you.
Well, it's not you. It's the sound.
That's true.
It's the worst sounder we've ever had.
I just feel like someone's coming into the game.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. I smell the musty gym, right? Can't you? Old musty gym. We're going to have a little trade. NFL trade. Yeah. Okay. Feel. All right. Here we go. So yesterday... Trey Wingo was on Ken and Anthony's show. That is Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lyman.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of zest, like when you go to buy the soap at the store.
I want to be Anthony's agent. I got to get him equal billing.
Well, I mean, it kind of is a little bit, but it also feels like you're going to the grocery store.
He's Ed
store.
McMahon.
No, he's not Ed McMahon. No way.
Well, according to the billing.
No, that's not true. It's like going to the grocery store. You got to buy detergent, right? And it's like, cleaner with new improved stuff. He's the new improved stuff. That's what makes it.
Let's go with that.
All right. So Trey Wingo was on with them yesterday. And Mary Kay Cabot had a story much like this, too. So it's just funny how sometimes we get all excited because someone says something, but we know we've already said it. Jeff and I do this all the time. We say things, and they end up like, no. Jeff and I could say, hey, we're getting a new... I don't know. Give me a new widget team here in Cleveland, the big widget league. And Jeff and I could say it for a week. Nobody here will recognize it. And then somebody at the four-letter network goes, hey, I'm here in Cleveland's getting a new widget team. And then all of a sudden it becomes national news. What was wrong with us?
Which is why people should listen to us.
That's right. I say the same thing. So Mary Kay Cabot also kind of alluded to the same thing that Adam Schefter had said, that they would be buyers at the deadline. So
You're going to be buyers or sellers or don't do anything.
Sure, you do.
There are really three ways to go here.
It's kind of red or black on the roulette wheel. Trey Wingo, again, was on with the boys in the morning yesterday, and he talked about Schefter's report about the Browns being buyers at the deadline.
It's one thing to say those things. It's another thing to do them, right? I mean, Jerry Jones says all these wonderful things and then does the exact opposite all the time. I think Cleveland's in a very difficult situation. I would be shocked if they were actual buyers rather than sellers. But then again, what are they selling? They said they're not going to trade Myles Garrett. So what are they selling? What are they trying to accomplish? Because that's been the thing in Cleveland forever. What are we trying to do? And we're not quite sure anybody knows what the plan is.
Hmm. I heard that yesterday on our show. But he's right. He's right. That's the thing about it. He's right. Someone jumps out there and goes, oh, they're going to be buyers. They're going to try to be buyers at the deadline. What are they buying? What are they buying for, too? That's the other question. What are you buying for?
I'm buying for the future. I'm not buying for this year. You're 2-6. Let's just be flat out realistic. Would be one of the amazing comebacks that we've seen in the NFL. They're 2-6. Be realistic. If you can get young talent that you can move forward with, you make deals today. And if you can get rid of guys who aren't going to be here next year, I wouldn't get rid of critical guys unless I got a good return. But if I have guys who are filling out my roster who somebody might want, and they'll give me the obligatory fifth round pick or the sixth, I'll make that deal.
I kind of feel like we're in this weird limbo world where when we get to trade deadline days like today or baseball or basketball, we want our teams to be instantly fixed for this season. And Jeff, you kind of hit the nail on the head. That's not what trade deadline day is today for the Browns. Like, you're not instantly fixing being three games back in the AFC North right now with nine games to go.
That's not happening.
It just doesn't. I mean, just do the math on it. And by the way, even if you want to do the Guardians math on it, where they come back and it becomes a miracle, realize what a miracle it was what the Guardians pulled off this year. Miracle. Miracle on turf, not to be confused with Miracle on Ice, 1980, right? So, but they would have had to want it all, too, to kind of hit that true miracle. I want them to do something today that's going to make this team better for the future, but also more optimistic for the last 9 weeks of the season. This last month has been horrific. It really has. You had one uptick because they beat Miami. And all of a sudden, for a week, everyone was like, oh, maybe everything's okay. I was like that. Oh, maybe.
How's that go?
Oh, everything's okay. I mean, that's the way we look at this team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Look at the Browns and we're like, oh, man. Tom Withers said it on Friday. What is wrong with us? Like, we sit here Monday through Saturday. We might be mad on Monday, but we always, and we might rip the team apart for six straight days. But for some reason, when the rooster starts crowing on Sunday morning, we have this unbelievable, outstanding euphoria that we believe the Browns can win today, and the whole thing's going to change. And by 4 o'clock, we're rhythmically chanting something about the Super Bowl. Come on, man. What's wrong with us? We knew this wasn't going to be a great season going into it. We knew it because we knew we didn't have a quarterback. We're sitting here playing quarterback roulette with 5-6 quarterbacks. Then you start, you know, taking numbers off the board. And so now you're sitting here with Gabriel, and they're not done. They're not done with Gabriel. They want to see what he can do. They want to give him more opportunity. They want to let him play against more opponents. And there are fans that want to see Sanders. I just feel like the story just won't go away until we figure out who the quarterback is. So really, what are they doing today? And what is wrong with us that we think and sit here every Sunday, oh man, they win this week. Let me take a look at those AFC North standings. What is wrong with us? Help me, Jeff. Are we just glutton for punishment because that's who we are?
Being a fan, Andy, being a sports fan. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's why we pay attention. That's why we're here. That's why we pay attention to this stuff.
What are they buying if they're going to be buyers today?
Easy.
Draft picks? I don't want draft
young
picks. I want
talent
players
that might be able to be here for multiple years. I mean, it's simple. And if you don't find it, then you don't do it. I mean, you're not bringing in a veteran who's going to fill out a spot for you for the remaining 9 games.
Will you be more optimistic at 4 o'clock? If they answer what you just said, what you want young players that are going to be locked up? You'd rather have a body than a pick, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I would, too. Someone that has, but who's giving up bodies if they can play? It's the NFL. And let me go back to my original.
Who gave up Amari Cooper? Who gave up Jerry Jeudy?
I mean, but you're talking about players who are in this. Okay, Jerry Jeudy a little bit more than Amari Cooper, but
Amari was right in the middle of his career. You know, just maybe on the back nine.
Yeah,
just maybe.
I don't think
Jerry Jeudy
was on the front.
Certainly wasn't. No.
Yeah,
and maybe somebody wants to get rid of a guy like that. For instance,
I mean, we're talking about guys that don't get along in the locker room, though.
Do you think Jerome Ford can play?
I think he's okay. I think
Jerome can play.
He's a guy that you can, like, if your starting running back gets hurt, he can come in and give you a little bit. I'm not expecting him to win games for me, though.
So here's my point. Somebody might think that he's a great addition to their team because they need a running back right now. And conversely, the Browns might be able to find a team that has a surplus of fill-in-the-blank position and get that guy in here and think, yeah, you know what? We'd like him here long term. We'll sign him to a contract, and we can make that work. And again, I threw out the name Jalin Hyatt early in the show only for an example. Now, if I'd love to have that guy here. Add him to the group, and let's see if somebody can play. But that's the type of guy you can get today. And you're going to be able to get guys like that. And they're, you know, who knows who they are? Andrew Berry knows who he likes, who he doesn't like. You'll be able to get guys for 6th and 7th round picks. If anybody gives the Browns a 5th for Jerome Ford, if they were going to trade Jerome, I'd be stunned. That feels almost like one of those, and I hate these trades. Hi, you can have that guy, and we'll give you a 7th, and you give us a 6th. Gee, great. You traded a guy who can be a productive NFL player, we've seen it, to move up maybe 60 spots in the draft.
But are you doing that to, I mean, if you think Raheem Sanders can play, are you doing that to get Sanders in? That you feel like you have a surplus and you want to see a younger guy play?
And that's the point.
Yeah.
You find the
Raheem
team,
Sanders, not
you
Shador.
You find the team that has a surplus at a position you want, and you go get that guy. I mean, it's pretty easy. But they have to make the decisions if they think that's a good idea and they want to do such things. They have a lot of picks next year.
Frank is in Kent. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys, how's it going there?
Hey, well, how's it going there, you know, Frank?
Well, look, I've been a proponent of keeping Flacco. We would have had at least two more wins if Joe would have been on. Look what he's doing at Cincinnati.
Yeah, he doesn't have Jamar Chase here. Or T.
Well,
Higgins.
He's not going to replace Joe Burrow, but he's far better than we got now. We got nothing now.
You have young guys you hope have a future, and you get rid of an older veteran who's not going to be here, but is certainly a better quarterback.
And if they weren't going to play him, do you think they? I keep asking this question. I wish we could have asked this during the trade, but
you're right.
We haven't heard from Andrew Berry yet on any of this stuff. Did they do him a favor because they weren't going to start him, and they gave him an opportunity to go somewhere? Maybe they did him right. You know what I'm saying, Frank? If he wasn't, if they weren't going to play him here.
Well, the season's a disaster, even more so without a starting quarterback. And you look at – let's look at the other two managers and the other two teams. The manager of the Cavs knows how to analyze what happened in the game. Mr. Stefanski doesn't. The same thing with the manager of the Guardians. He knows how to analyze a win or loss and what the teams need. But Stefanski doesn't have that option because he's a Haslam yes man. The fans are sick of it.
All right, Frank, speaking for all fans. Congratulations. On this election day, Frank has given us your voice. I don't even think we need to take a phone call for the rest of the day. Frank has told us everything we need to know. Because Kobe Altman isn't saying anything about what's going on with Cavs, right? Want to make sure on that. Right? Antonetti and Chertoff are saying nothing to vote about anything they should do during the game.
I guess, Andy.
I don't know. Frank has the inside info, man. I think we got to listen. And he speaks clearly for all Browns fans when he does this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.